Now here in Hercules, we have the dominant figure of all ancient myth, whether it's Roman or Greek, primarily all Roman and Greek ancient myth. And here still more fully is the seed of the woman bruising the head of the serpent, discussed and revealed in all its many mysteries. The mighty one, Hercules, he occupies a large part of the heavens. He's much bigger in scale than is shown here. I mean, if you see the stars that make up Hercules. He's seen, he's bending on one knee with his right heel lifted up as if wounded, while his left foot is set directly on the head of the great dragon, Draco. In his right hand he wields, here in this star picture, it's a great club, but in the ancient star maps, the ones that were older than this one, it was a great sword. In his left hand he holds the triple-headed monster. The name of the monster is Cerberus, the serpent with three heads. The apple branch is also in his hand, symbolic of the golden apples of Hesperides, which he obtained by killing the three-headed Hydra, by whom they were guarded.
Now, are these apples, or are these like pomegranate apples?
Well, I believe they were pomegranates, but in the myth, they're apples. He also has a bow and a quiver. I don't know if you can see that very much. Yeah, you can.
This is bow.
The quiver is
yeah.
Huh? Yeah, the quiver is, well, it sometimes is indicated on his over his shoulder. You know how they carried him like this, or sometimes it's on his left side, huh?
That's a quiver for his club.
No, for the arrows,
arrows.
For the bow.
Oh, the quiver.
It's got a bow and an arrow, and originally this was not a club. It was, he's also wrapped with the skin of a lion. But he is slain. So that skin is a lion skin. In fact, in some of the ancient pictures, the lion skin has his head coming over the top. And the zodiac, remember what the zodiac of Dendera is?
Yeah, the ceiling of the old temple.
In the Coptic in Egypt. His name is Ba'u. And it's Ba'u something, which you can't read, I can't remember what it was. But anyway, it means he who cometh to destroy the works of the devil. And we see he's destroying the works of the devil by crushing the head of the serpent. Do you understand that's what he did at the cross? He crushed the head of the evil one. That all of the prophecies in the stars were fulfilled when he died on the cross.
Seems like that's all these men are doing,
are
crushing the heads of serpents.
Or scorpions.
Yeah,
or all these little creepy crawling things.
Their foot is always on something.
Yeah. In Arabic, he is called Al-Ghazali, which means the strong one. He's got Hercules. There are 113 stars that make up Hercules. That's more than almost anything else. But the brightest ones are of the third magnitude. There's seven of those. I won't bore you with all those details. And the brightest star is named Ras al Gathi, or Gethi.
Forehead.
Huh?
That's on his forehead.
Right. Ras al Gethi. Do you see it? And that's the dominant star of his forehead, and it's simply it's.
Huh? Because
it
has the same deal.
Yeah. But it means the head of him who bruises. In the right armpit is the bright star Corneforus, which means branch or kneeling. In the right elbow is Mars, the star Marsic, which means the wounding. And the upper left arm is Ma'asin, which is really interesting. Because the name, that's the word for the sin offering. The name of the star is the word for the sin offering. And the lower right arm is Ka'iyam, or Guiyam, means punishing. And in Arabic, treading underfoot. And the star names and everything in the figure sets forth the picture of one who vanquishes all enemies. I love it that he's standing. He's standing on the head of the serpent. And the serpent, he doesn't know it, but the serpent's dead. On the atlases, he is called Hercules from the Romans. The Greeks called him Heracles, whom they worshipped and honored as the greatest of the hero gods, principally on account of the 12 labors of Hercules. Okay, according to mythic accounts, Hercules was, first, he was God begotten to whose task there was scarcely an end in all of the world. From his birth to his death, his mission was Herculean, accomplishing the most difficult and wonderful feats. He vanquished the great evil powers, such as the Lion of Nemeon, begotten from Typhon. Does anybody remember who Typhon is?
Ooh, the god of death, or something like that. The devil. Well, he's bad.
The mad bull of Crete. Yeah. No mortal dared look upon him. Because he would drive, by looking on the bull, you would go insane.
Why don't you just kill
him? How could you kill him without looking at him?
You have to have a shiny shield.
I don't know, but how did anybody know that?
The wild boar of Erymanthus.
Those were great boars.
The brazen-footed and golden-horned stag. The vast filth of the Aegean stables. The swarms of the life-destroying Steinthalian birds.
Oh, yeah.
The flesh-eating mares.
Ooh, of those are
Diomedes.
So are these like stories of
Rome? Look,
yeah.
These are the things that he does to defeat, and we're going to show how each one of them is a type of Christ.
Given the impossible task. 12 impossible tasks.
The queen of the devastating Amazons. Dun, 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 dun. The triple-headed Geryones and his evil dog. The great dragon which guarded the apples of the Hesperides. The many-headed Hydra sprung from Typhon.
That's the best movie.
The three-headed snaky monster which kept the gates of hell by which Hercules afterwards died.
Snaky
monster. Snake, not sneaky. Snake-like, I should have said, excuse me. In the belly of the sea monster, he is said to have remained 3 days and three nights.
Ooh.
By their own confession, the Greeks did not understand who or what Hercules was, or what was meant by all his great labors. He was the sublimest of the hero gods, yet he was considered the unknown god, or the unknowable god. And I believe that's what...
Is that the one Paul?
That's the one that Paul was talking about in...
There was always something about these that rang true, and there was some deep thing here, and I always knew it. And
this is the most fascinating stuff.
I knew it was what life was about.
This is the most fascinating stuff that is universally accepted by all cultures, and yet we've missed the mystery.
Yeah. I remember he laughed at school.
Now, Aratus, who was the great poet of the Greeks, from about 600 or 700 years before Paul. Aratus, who sung the song, no, that not long. I forgot, long time before Paul. Aratus, who sung the song of the ancient constellations and from whose song Paul quotes, says of Hercules, quote, an image none knows certainly to name, nor what he labors for. And again, he describes him as the inexplicable image. Ptolemy refers to him in corresponding terms. They could not make out their greatest hero or provide any meaning to his works. But Paul in Acts speaks of this unknown God and identifies him.
It's like consummate humility.
I had a freak out the Greeks for him to do that.
Yeah, well, that's when they did that on Mars Hill. I can't wait to get. I was sitting at the place that he stood just after he had left the Parthenon, which means, remember what I told you what Parthenon meant?
Temple
to the Virgin. Climbed down those great steps down to the Mars Hill. I was sitting there when he told him this thing.
Yeah, that had to be like one of those moments in history where it changed the course of creation. For him to say to an entire civilization, here's what your God means.
Well, you can't believe what happened when I went, just the simple thing. The simple thing, they have in all of every place in Greece, every temple in Greece, they have the sphinxes. And nobody knew what the sphinx meant. And I said, you know, I just said, that's simple. And I mean it.
Did they believe it?
Yeah.
This God you ignorantly worship.
Well, that's enough for now, but please, there's really neat stuff in here. Try to be here for Hercules.